Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Praise God. Beloved, this is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad that you were able to join me today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to continue looking at why we should set goals. First of all, aside from the fact that it's scriptural, is to fulfill God's purposes in our lives. You're never too old. You're never too late. You might feel, well, you don't understand how many mistakes I've made, how many bad choices. Well, the Lord knows all that. But the wonderful part about serving the Lord is we can start right where we're at right now. He doesn't condemn us. Our sins, our failures are under the blood. And the important thing is, like Paul, he said he does not look at the things that were behind, but he was pressing on to those things that were before. He forgot those things past. He said, he pressed on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So I don't care how many failures, how many disappointments, even what tragedy may have visited your life, yet there is reason for hope. There's reason to be encouraged. And as you seek the Lord, as you really allow Him to minister to your heart, and as you just really think about what are the things you really enjoy doing or want to do for the Lord, for your own personal life, what are those values in your life? He will help you to establish goals. He will help you. You want to be able to fulfill God's purpose. And as I shared, I have a little insert that I put in my birthday cards for partners, and it's, no one is too young or too old to be used by God. You're always the perfect age. And regardless of what season in our lives, God has a plan for us because He's very personal. The Holy Spirit is with you to direct you. I don't care if you're in your 80s. The Lord is there, and He wants you to know that you're doing everything you can. He wants you also not only to fulfill God's plan, He wants you to be happy, to be filled, fulfilled, and satisfied. With the wisdom that God would provide through the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to set goals for you and your family. What are your dreams? What are your desires? It can happen if you wanted to. All things are possible to him that believeth. Can you dream big enough? Can you visualize your heart's desire as reality? I made a reference in yesterday's broadcast to Hannah. Remember, she was grieved in spirit, and Eli, when he first thought, when he saw her, that she was just drunk, and she says, no, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. I'm a woman that's grieved, and she shared that she was seeking of the Lord a child and a son who her goal was, her plan was, she would dedicate that child to the Lord. And of course she did. That was the great prophet Samuel. And he, once he grew up a little bit, he was taken to the house of the Lord. And of course God was so gracious. He saw her sacrifice and he blessed her with other children. And so it's important to understand that you can have your deepest desires of your soul gratified if you will allow and co-partner with God to see His plans accomplished for your life. Delight thyself in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. And then, beloved, it's a good time to bring in that goal setting stretches your faith. There's something about setting a goal, a personal goal, whether it's in the natural, you want an exercise program, you want to lose weight, it challenges your ability. It taxes your capacity. It reveals what you are capable of. For example, from time to, in fact, God has, over these years, for many decades now, I set aside times for a prolonged fasting before the Lord. But trust me, I'll have a great appetite. And I acknowledge that it's only God's anointing and grace that allows me to accomplish the goals that He's placed on my heart in this particular discipline. And once I have a goal in mind, He unfailingly strengthens me, and it is not my ability. I can't stay on a diet for worth a hill of beans. But when it comes to the things of the Lord, and I do this fasting and praying for UCM partners, for the conditions in this country, for revival, for the many needs there are in today's world, beloved, this is just, it's a ministry God has given, but I'm just sharing that there, it's a supernatural ability He gives so that I'm able to fulfill those goals. And many times it does stretch your faith. It shows through the Lord what you are capable of. Sometimes a great crisis often reveals that we are capable of so much more than we think. The human potential in you and I, beloved, is sort of like a rubber band that stretches. If you stretch a rubber band really hard, it never goes back to exactly the same size. The effect of that extreme stretching enlarges it a bit. And beloved, so it is with us. As we set our goals, as we set higher and greater goals in God, so our faith is expanded, our faith is increased. Goals that are planned is basically organized faith stretching, and you can accomplish things you never could accomplish before. It's a real adventure with the Lord, and such joy there is when you can partner with Him and know that He will give you the strength, not in yourself. I just shared something personal because, trust me, I know it is only God's ability that enables me to have this ministry of fasting, because that's something He's given me for years. And not everybody, I believe, as Christians, the Word talks about we should have times of prayer, times of fasting, as God would direct us. It's a very personal thing between you and the Lord. You may have some physical conditions. You can't. I mean, years ago, I used to do water fasting. Today, actually, shortly after I was married, the demands of ministry were so great that I just do juice fasting, herbal teas. I call a Daniel fast. I don't eat, but just have juices. That's just an example. But I'm telling you, I know that it is God that gives me the ability to do that. And so, the goals that you have for yourself, you will see your faith being stretched. You'll see accomplishment, and you'll say, praise God, look what the Lord helped me to do. And as you do that, then you can set higher and greater goals. So, goals planned and achieved. That's organized faith stretching, beloved. Now, we can't leave this subject without considering the consequences of not setting goals. What happens, as it happens for a lot of people, they just kind of drift through life. The first thing is you waste time, money, or energy. It can affect simple things. If you don't plan time for your family, for yourself, for your friends, it simply has a way of not happening. And the same thing with time for the Lord. Have you ever said, okay, I am determined, I'm going to set aside this time, and what happens? The phone rings, somebody knocks on the door. There's all sorts of hindrances that would prevent you from accomplishing your goal. So we have to realize the enemy is out to hinder in every way he can, because he doesn't want you to fulfill God's purposes. He doesn't want you to be successful, fulfilled, or satisfied. He doesn't want you to see your faith growing by leaps and bounds, by seeing the things you and the Lord can accomplish. He doesn't want that. So of course there's going to be spiritual warfare. But if you determine in your heart, you will be victorious. If you are submitted to God and you resist the enemy, beloved, he will flee from before you. And that's very true in this arena of goal setting. Everybody's lives, here we live in a in a modern society with great conveniences. I mean, we are in the forefront of the nation. Our technology, we have got so many things that, in fact, I understand they have robots now that can do some housework. Can you imagine that? Things that our grandparents would never even conceive of. We have all these time-saving devices. And you know what? Nobody has time. Everybody's running around and they complain. They don't have time anymore. Well, something's wrong. I mean, we have all these great ways to communicate, cell phones and texting and emails and all these kinds of things. And yet, really true, genuine relationships are few and far between. Why? Because everything has just sort of gone the route of a technology. I do have some dear elderly friends, and I know there's some of you listening. They don't even have a computer. And I says, you're blessed. Yes, I know. I have to use the internet to upload the broadcast to the station. I understand. And it's important for many different functions, online banking, all kinds of things. But beloved, understand the point I'm trying to make. We've got all these time-saving devices and we have, it seems, much more, in terms of fuller schedules, we have less time than we ever did. And, you know, I mean, I grew up in a day when black and white television was just coming in, like in the 50s. And people used to sit on their front porch and, you know, and talk on a summer's evening. Do you ever see that now? Nobody has time for that. So, beloved, you have to schedule time. For example, the principle of the harvest and the Sabbath. The Lord said, even in the midst of harvest, you honor the Sabbath. Why? Because he wanted balance in their lives. The Sabbath, whether it's not a day, I mean, like for ministers, for example, my goodness, Sunday is the most active day of the week. It doesn't matter what day it is, but the Sabbath principle should being applying to your life. Well, beloved, my time has flown away again, and I must bring this broadcast to a close, and I still have yet more to share, so I guess we'll pick this up on Monday. I trust you'll be able to join me at that time, and if not, just go to the website, unveilchrist.org, and click on the broadcast. I love you, dear ones. Thank you for joining me, and if you have prayer requests, I love to be able to stand with you in prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. Until next week, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.